Hello, my friend. It's wonderful to take a little time with you again and enter deeply into the moment we're in, to let this moment open out and take in the world. You and I, each of us, as we sit together like this, and I love to recall this, have the rich and deep capacity to both be in love and let love fill us. Let love hold the whole world within us. I think this is some of the meaning for St. Francis when he says, create within yourself a place where God might dwell. And he names then the Trinity by person, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. For those of us who are Christian, and if you're picking up on this little reflection today shortly after Easter, it is 3 weeks now until Pentecost, at least as I sit with God's word today and think of you. And many of you come to me recently. I've been in different settings, a couple of weddings, and I've had people come up to me and let me know that they gather with us in these podcasts. I'm struck by how many different places and times, and richly so, that people would sit down or walk, go for a jog, and listen to this reflection. You are here. All of us are in the one who loves us. In the first reading for the Sunday that is today, I welcome you to hear with me a few lines that are for us now. Over the ages and millennia, St. Peter says, in truth, I see that God shows no partiality. Rather, in every nation, whoever fears God, which means sees God, is in God in awe, amazed, taken out of craziness and brought into the wonderful peace and love of God. Whoever fears God acts uprightly and is acceptable to God. This is one of those dialogues, and a very important one, where there's this radical opening of the early Christian community to the ones called Gentiles at that time, women and men of other nations rather than Hebrews, rather than Jewish people, women of men of the radical rich tradition of our forebearers now breaks out to everyone. We're all acceptable. We're all in. We're all in. What a timely time. What an incredible moment for us to hear and realize that now as we enter into a little reflection. As we take some quiet and hear echoing down over the ages that each of us, as we allow our hearts, we might say that is the purpose of a time like this meditation. Allow our hearts to become untangled, unburdened, undriven, simple, listening thrones, dwelling places for this loving God. That as we do that, we begin to feel both that we are acceptable, loved by God, breathed into the world as the ones we are, and that beside us, around us, and across this planet we call Earth, Mother Earth, all women, men, children, old and young, are acceptable. Hey, they've been brought in. They're in. We're in. That's the meaning in many ways, I believe, of the lines from John in the first letter we hear today and then the gospel. And I'll just say a bit, read these, and then invite us to sit in them. Maybe you've done that already. Maybe you've said, gee, Dan's voice is raspy. Well, what an incredible time at a wedding last night. So I bear with you the joy of love proclaimed. There, Ian, Megan, here, you and I, across the planet, around the earth, yesterday, today, each day, women, men proclaim their love to each other. And among others, as Christians, we proclaim it normally in a context of prayer where we believe that God retains us, holds us, accepts us. So this raspy voice says from John's letter, "Beloved, let us love one another because love is of God. Everyone who loves is begotten by God and knows God." We might think of the meaning begotten as we move into the quiet of now. Begotten, born in the flesh of God, in the incarnation that is Christ. You and I are brought up in him. We are begotten. And we know God because of this. God initiated. From the deep inner being of who God is, if I can say it that way, from the heart of who God is, God's heart, God initiated us, brought us into the world. And in that incredible bringing forth who we are in Christ, in whom all things live and move and have their being, we are not only created, we are begotten. We are known, we are held, we are loved. In John's gospel, we hear, "As the Father loves me, so I also love you. Remain in my love." I took some time with that reflection with you, and I do just a bit more now. As it unfolds so beautifully for us, John continues, "If you keep my commandments, you will remain in my love." I think there's invitation to hope and trust there. That in the difficult world that we live in, we can do it. We are acceptable. We're in. You will remain in my love. Isn't it so much a command as a commandment? The heritage we have, the covenant. If we choose to remain as women and men of love, loving each other, we will remain in the love that is God, poured out in Jesus Christ, just as I have kept my Father's commandments and remain in his love. So let us enjoy this time together, knowing that it isn't a time caught in thought, stuck in need of new deeds, but filled with the one deed of God, the work that is Christ, in whom you and I are born, begotten, made new again, thriving, remaining in love. It is of this day, of this moment, here and now, that over the millennia, the words of Peter and the words of John, the words of Mary, the words of others, he is risen. He went on before us. Go find him there. We will enter into the world in a while. But now you and I sit and feel the God who treasures us, abiding in us, breathing into us and breathing through us new love and life for the world. Remain in my love. Lord God, you treasure and hold each of us. With weddings last night and the ones of coming weeks and time in which we long for you, may we know your longing for us, that from all time you call us forth in love, and that in love we will remain, and we will remain in love by loving as you love us, loving one another. Be still and know that I am God. Be still and know that I am. Be still and know. Be. Greg and I are with you as you go into this day. May the peace of the Lord be with you always.
The image of God, born of God's breath, vessel of a love divine. This is who you are.
This is who I am.
This is who you are.
This is who I am.
Dwelling of God, after God's likeness, capacity, all the infinite. This is who you are.
This is who I am.
This is who you are. Eternally known, chosen of God, home of infinite majesty. This is who you are.
This is who I am.
This is who you are.
This is who I am.
Abode of divinity, receptacle of God.
For more information about Mount Irenaeus, visit www.mountainonline.org. Join us in making all things new.
This is who you are.
This is who